So right here, we have marinated roll mops. So it's kind of like a pickle, but instead of a cucumber in there, it's fish. Nah, that's hectic shit.
The way you were speaking to her was just so inappropriate. She is a minor, may I remind you, a minor. You do not speak to them like that. She's a child legally.
Yeah, underground people are
I'm not talking about this right now, okay? Let's just get the podcast done. We can talk about it after.
I have something that will redeem Matt right now. It's called the Three Dragon Ball Destiny. I put this in my mouth. I spit. I transfer to you. You must catch in your mouth. We have three attempts. Do not think. Just do.
This is not going to work.
Okay.
Too high.
Oh,
fucking hell. Do again.
Welcome to episode number 13 of the Muddy Michael Fully Actual Podcast. All right. We've got a fucking jam-packed episode. We got the great debate makes a return. We got Matt's dream diary. We got a prank call at the end. We've got fussy little boys.
Oh, no.
We've got getting down with Brown. There's a whole bunch of shit coming your way, and it's crazy because we have 5 days until we're fighting.
Wait, will you be out?
This episode will be out, yeah.
Yeah, will this be out before the fight or after the fight?
No, this will be in 2 weeks.
We discussed this last week, Brown.
Yeah, you get lost in the universe.
It's already happened.
This is coming out in 2 weeks, so we don't know if we've won or lost yet. My God, I hope we fucking won because we've trained our little fucking fucks off. And the hardest part is the eating as well. I'm so overeating.
I just have some Skittles and eating, I feel guilty.
Well, you're allowed to because you're trying to gain weight. I have to try and stay lean. And man, I'm just so just eating, watching what you eat all the time, training all the time, body's so sore.
Look good.
Yeah, I must admit, that is nice.
And I know you're proud of it.
The before and afters are going to look
Marty
quite nice.
Was pregnant, like, let's go, 2 months ago.
I can't believe you guys let me get that back. And you guys never said a thing to me.
No, I was telling you look like shit.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
I can't tell.
I was getting my gut out and being like, look at this. And you guys are and then moving on.
No, I would tell you. I'd be like, that's pretty disgusting.
Michael's the only one who said, put a fucking shirt on, dude. That looks terrible.
Yeah, it was annoying when you had a shirt on.
And like, yeah, so things got shit when Bosley died. Things just took a turn and I got fat. And the heart shit, and then the holidays. It was just a fucking mess. So there have been some benefits, and I reckon we can win. I reckon we've won.
Imagine,
even though we're massive, how scary is it? A bit scary that we're underdogs. We're paying like $2.55.
Dude, I've never fucking fought. This is my idea of a fight. I mouth off at someone at a bar, I get hit in the face, and then my friends come and help me out.
Well, that's kind of like what we're doing on Saturday. Yeah, it's exactly the same.
I should try and kiss them.
Yeah.
It's just blow like old time
kisses. You should blow kisses during the fight.
Oh, man. I hope everything is still, I hope I still think the same. Actually, yeah. No, I hope
we're
I
not
going to
die, but like, right. You know, it's still scary, and you know, it's always in the back of your mind. It's hard to filming has kind of come to a grinding halt because it's hard to try and be funny, and it's kind of stops you creatively as well when you're just a little bit nervous all the time. You have this anxiety in the back of your fucking throat. But man, I'm keen to fucking punch on and then get on it.
It's going to be a biff.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? A biff.
Yeah.
Biff.
Okay. Yeah. So dude, I think you guys are going to do so well. I have so much confidence in you.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like we're going to do pretty well too.
My heart will be shattered if you lose.
Dude, I really, that's one thing I'm most nervous about is knowing the crippling depression that will follow if we lose.
Just the fact that we got in the ring is pretty rad.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Any cunt can get in the ring.
Yeah, I'm with Marty because I remember watching when Marty did his exhibition boxing.
Yeah, the depression that I felt after that was
he lost a fight that he didn't do bad in, but then he stood at the walkway and just stared at the ring for like 20 minutes. And I think,
mostly that was because I felt like I had so much left in the tank and I was so annoyed at myself because I didn't fucking
empty it.
I didn't do what I know I could do.
You hate losing in general. You're competitive.
Yeah, both of you are competitive, very competitive. But with Marty, I really feel that during one of those fights, I think the fight before there was like an obliterating knockout and your coach was also the person running the thing. And so he wasn't there to give out this motivational speech and you weren't motivated.
No, I was, I kind of froze. But anyway, look, this weekend, it's fucking on, and that's all we've been doing. That's all we think about. It's just like it feels like our world has just come to a stop until this fight is done.
Yeah, it's really made working hard. What paranoia.
He looks like he's going to a kid's sleepover, but Matt, as an adult,
so I know.
I know.
You look like a child groomer. You look like you're trying to attract them with the clothes, and then you've got the fucking dog collar on, which makes it sexual somehow.
As a parent, you should be a child groomer, because if you let your kid go to school dirty, you're a fucking dickhead.
Yeah, so all good parents are child groomers.
Yeah, so it's good to fucking groom your kids if you're a father or a mother. That's
also,
good
guys, by the way, like we're doing right now, it's like beginning of May, we're giving away $50,000.
That's like $2 million.
So any website members.
No, it's not.
That's close to $2
million. With inflation.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, right.
In 2 years' time, it'll be worth like $2 million, $50,000.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's a house deposit. Trust me, I know.
Yeah, anyway. So $50,000. All you have to do is be a member of our website. Regular members get one entry. Premium members, 12 entries. $50,000, that's life-changing, mate.
I have been told that I cannot win it if I sign up.
Yeah,
so.
Because everyone would be like, it's a bit unfair and it's rigged.
Yeah, okay.
But, no, you're right. Even if you did legitimately win, we would be able to
win. You wouldn't give it to me. Yeah.
It doesn't seem right.
It kind of sucks, because, we're signed up to our website,
too. Well, it has stopped me from, signing up to other influencers' websites just because I know that they draw my name and go, oh, we can't give it to him.
Yeah, if we do one of Shami's giveaways or something, yeah.
Or, any of them. So I just don't do them. But, yeah, obviously, you guys who...
What if we legitimately do win, though? And, we figure out a way, because it would be nice to be in the running.
I'd love to have 50K.
What would you buy with it?
I would put it on black at a fake casino and lose it regardless, even if it won.
I reckon Matt would get 500 $1, $100 prostitutes.
No, he would get fucking basketball cards.
And prostitutes to open them.
If you were single and you won $50,000, but the condition was you had to fuck a hooker, would you do it?
Oh, yeah, that's a yes.
That's an oh, yeah.
That's a you know the answer, don't make me say it face.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Sorry.
Of my choosing.
All right, so we got a jam-packed episode. Let's get the fucking sponsors out of the way so we can rip right in, eh?
Three.
Two.
I usually do three.
Sorry.
Just say one.
One.
All right, everyone. As you know, look at my legs, okay? For those watching, you know what that is? Manscaped. That was shit. This was shit a week ago. Go to manscaped.com. They got all kinds of male grooming products. They got the newest lawnmower where you can shave your balls in the shower. And you probably won't nip your nuts. Be careful, because you still can. But just your likelihood is much, much lower. If you hold them taut, grip onto your balls and rip them up so the skin's taut.
Straighten it out.
You can really rush up them with the razor, with the lawnmower, and you'll be fine.
It's
and then
righteous.
You're cleaning yourself in the shower, and then you just stomp your pubes down the drain. You're fucking sorted. You get outside. You go out, and you fuck whatever you want, and you can get off anywhere.
Ooh, Jim, mark my words. Less sex.
No, you can't. That's why we do it.
Yeah.
I don't shave my dick for any other reason than getting s***ed off.
I like it for aerodynamics.
Yeah, I do like the feeling of air.
It is good if you're a cyclist. It is good if you want to have sex. It's also good if you're a cyclist.
And if you're an Italian or Hungarian woman and you have a bit of fur on you, it's for women as well. Use our discount code FULLYACTUAL20 for 20% off. Link in the description. Go and just have a look and start bettering yourself and stop wallowing in pity and putting it off till tomorrow. I'm sick of your shit, bitch.
It's righteous.
Now go get s***ed off and think of me as you up that prostitute's tight throat hole.
Save balls.
Yeah, and if you're a woman, also.
We save flaps and
you
balls.
You can have sex with hookers too.
Cooper, one of our editors, when the Manscaped package came, they sent us a package last week. It arrived and we said to Cooper, how much to shave your head? And he goes, boom, $150. Boom, shave his head. Now it looks fucking great. And he made $150. Manscaped.
So I've got a lot more respect for him now with the shaved head. He's a lot more intimidating.
He's a bikie now.
Yeah.
That proves the product. If you use it, you get $150.
Cash back.
Yeah, yeah.
And it only costs like what? I don't even know. Not much, yeah. Not as much as that.
Look, they haven't confirmed any of this, Manscaped, but we're going to go ahead and just say everything is free on their website. If you go there right now, everything is free, all right? Yeah. Use our discount code FullyActual20 and everything is free right now. That's not confirmed.
Yeah.
We're just saying that, all right? That's us saying it.
But if you go on there and pay for it, I think it's free.
And you mean us, not us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously.
We save balls. Flaps. Sorry.
Anyway,
righteous.
Anyway, that's Manscaped, three. Right? And of course, AG1. Now, I know you're sitting there looking at Matt thinking, fuck, he doesn't have long left. Oh. And you're right. Matt would be f***ing dead if it wasn't for AG1. He started taking it. It's got 75 vital nutrients and minerals that you can't get from a diet. Mm. What, are you going to eat 75 different things every day?
That's so weird.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Are you dumb?
You're not
are you
numbers.
Fucking dumb f***ing ass? Your f***ing health is all that matters. Trust me. Nothing else matters when you're the fear of death and death is knocking at your door.
I was like hanging on cliff with one hand and now I hang on cliff two hands.
All because of AG1. It's a monthly subscription. It rocks up at your front door. It's a powder. You drink it every day. It's scientific.
Make
it's
sure you stir it.
It's from the Pacific Ocean.
Make bro, sure you bro, stir it a bit though. Stir it a bit.
It's so science. Green. Like, they pack so much science into this shit. It should be illegal. Like, I run around telling people this shit should be fucking illegal because I feel so good on it. I feel like I've had fucking heroin again.
They probably will try and moderated or something.
You're the Millennium Falcon.
So please, now they've been saying, look, I don't know if we should probably shouldn't say that. That they're wanting us to
No, let's be honest with everyone.
All right, look, guys, look, we got an email from AG1 and they said, hey, the last few ad reads you guys have done haven't really resulted in many signups.
So let me be clear. We have never profited from this podcast. And the only way we can break even is if you guys support us and buy the shit that we tell you to buy.
Do you want Matt to kill himself? Is that what you want? Because I think it is. The way you guys are not signing up to AG1.
Like, I've seen him.
He will have to stay at Wholesome for the rest of his life.
He's there for life, probably, okay? Even.
Earning f*** all money, in charge of this high pressure, in charge of all these fucking scum he comes home and rages about every day. Unless you guys subscribe to AG1. Get some AG1 up here. The link is in the description. And fucking save Matt's life. If not for your own health, do it for his.
All things aside, it is fucking good for you. No, so it is, get it.
Joe Rogan even talks about it.
Yeah.
Like, if Joe Rogan says it, like surely he's not going to promote anything bad. Like, look at him, bro.
And he knows Graham Hancock.
Bro.
And he knows Gary Brecker.
Bro, seriously. Yes. And that's another thing I heard. This is legit. I listened to a Dana White podcast and he takes AG1 and he called Gary Brecker and goes, what do you think of this? And Gary Brecker fucking loves it. So there you go. Tried and tested and proved. It's fucking amazing. AG1, link in the description. Get off and feel good.
No,
keep this podcast running and Matt alive, you must buy.
And please, don't forget to also like, comment, and subscribe, please, because that also helps.
Oh, man, we're staying around the 3K mark of five-star ratings on Spotify. I would love to get to 3.1K.
Oh.
I just love seeing it go up. That's my little crystal
it's
Matt
more
thing.
Of an ego thing for us.
But, like, Matt, can we try to call Mother today?
Oh yeah, fuck, we're gonna try that.
Yeah. We gotta commit to this shit.
Yeah, I know. Well, we need
to change the rule because if you're not gonna do it, then our audience is, we just lie to them.
That is a guarantee. We are gonna 110% call it. Even if we have to
if
record
that doesn't
at
happen next week,
time.
What's something else we can do?
Call your father?
No.
Can we tell Greg to stop playing golf?
If you want, he's gonna say no.
All right. Well,
you know what we forgot to speak about too is last week an episode came out and the episode that Julian was on. And within that episode, there's been an ongoing running joke that Julian's a little, you know, he's a little eshay boy and he stabs people.
Yeah,
and
so
in that episode, I literally like make a joke saying, oh, imagine like going in a shopping centers and stabbing people. And then the fucking stabbings in Sydney happens. And then that one at that church happens the day that episode comes out. So
like an hour after it was released.
Like, we've fully forgotten about that.
Remember, we filmed these 2 weeks prior. So that basically, Marty is Buddha.
I predicted that, but apparently I can make crazy future predictions.
That's
okay?
So weird.
Yeah, so I've got to be careful with me jokes, all right? Because yeah. this is quite powerful.
And that's just a reminder to everyone that, yeah, we do record these.
Yeah, and also, obviously, it was a joke and we like couldn't believe how unlucky the timing was. And of course, we the terrible, terrible thing that happened. We do not condone such things. Even Matt doesn't.
Yeah, and, you know, moving forward, just also remember we have a website where we post the most craziest shit that we can't post on social media. So if you want to support us, unlike Matt Brown, you can sign up to that.
If you want to win and 50 grand. Free trial.
I wanted to sign up, but then...
The link is in the description. You want to win 50 grand. Like we have over 300 videos on there. And what's just come out recent? What do we just
post? We don't know what will be out now.
No. Oh, yeah. The recent... ChatGPT decides had come out. And look, ChatGPT decided the punishment. For
it's
us.
Very
and
creative, that little fucking robot thing.
You have to like, keep, because it's like, oh, I'm not allowed to. Blah. But so once you get it to get specific and get past all the little rules it has, it was actually quite like, yeah, it was
it's hormonal. Quite hormonal.
Hormonal as fuck, baby.
We've been on the run, driving in the sun, looking
That's
up.
A different TV Sorry, show. That's the OC. Dude. Well, how did you even?
Do they even have DVD players anymore?
Blu-rays. You can jet back to mine and pop a Blu-ray in.
So you can't put one of them in the PlayStation 5?
No. Wow. I don't think so. I don't think anymore.
You can put a Blu-ray in the PlayStation 5.
Yeah, only Blu-rays, not DVDs.
Yeah, not DVDs. So that, only Blu-rays.
So that is now obsolete.
So One Tree Hill, no go.
Yeah.
That's hectic.
Yeah.
But if you've got an older version, like a PS2 or 3, even 4, I think you can put a DVD in.
That's bullshit, man.
No, 100%. Go home, try it, send me a message.
All right, well, how about this then? How about I read the fucked up dream that you had?
Oh, yes. Okay. I'm putting my seat back for this one.
Let me tell you, I've had a little bloody read of it, Matt, and it is disturbing.
Oh, fuck, Matt. It's doing that f***ing thing again, man.
There's nothing wrong with the chair, Michael. It's all user-related.
Looking out for number one.
All right, guys, it's time for the Brown Dream Diary.
Oh, fuck
and
yeah.
And this is a segment where Matt writes down all of the fucked up dreams that he has in hopes that someone out there will be able to interpret them and tell him what the fuck is going on in his mind. Because you describe your brain as scrambled eggs, right? You don't know what's going on. You have no control of your emotions sometimes.
Do you think there's a dream person out there who can go through our – call them?
And yes, there is.
They could tell us what our dreams mean.
Oh, my God, dude. That would actually be a great idea. You remember that after, okay? And you tell me, okay?
Will you remember that?
Remember the one, hey?
Yeah.
So we call a dream expert.
Yeah.
And that's a prank call. Margaret dude, calls us.
There must be a dream expert out there. That would be a great job.
Oh, you just look them up online. Pardon?
All right, here we go.
Sorry.
So it's straight out of Matt's diary. Here we go. I was swimming around in a bag of foamy fluid. There were millions of tadpole-like creatures just like me, but slightly different, swimming around with me. We felt safe in our warm little enclosure. I was playing with a few of my tadpole friends, frolicking with glee. One of them was named Rag, and he was probably my best friend in here. Race me! From here to the other side! Shouted Rag. Okay, I responded. We both took off swimming, weaving in and out and around millions of other tadpoles. Rag beat me easily. I had gout all through my tadpole body and it hurt to swim too fast. You'll have to be faster than that when the big race happens. I was confused. Big race? What do you mean? Rag gave me a surprised look. You know, the big race. The whole reason we exist? Everyone in here will be racing and only the very best will win. What? Where are we racing to? The egg, Matt. We're sperm, and only one can win. Then it dawned on me. I was one sperm in my father's ball bag, and if I didn't win this race, then I won't exist. Before I even had a chance to to let this thought sink in, I hear a scream. It's happening! I looked up to see what he was looking at, and a hole had opened at the top of the nutsack. Instincts kicked in, and everyone began furiously swimming for the hole. I looked at my friend Rag, and he looked back at me. This is it, Matt. Good luck. And he took off. I swam after him, but my gout was slowing me down. Suddenly, I felt a suction, and all the sperms were getting sucked up this small hole. We were all shoulder to shoulder fighting for front position. I fought hard.
garden before I knew it, I entered the hole. It was completely dark, but I kept swimming. I got sucked around and thrown about, getting slammed into other sperm, but I grit my teeth and kept pushing and fighting. I had to win, or I won't exist. We were forced through looping loops, and I was extremely disorientated. So many sperm smashing against each other. There was no more friendly, playful behavior. It was all pure competitiveness. Winning this race was our purpose. The rest of us will die. Finally, I see light in the distance. That must be the end of my dad's dick. As densely packed as we were, we picked up speed and were aggressively squirted into a large cavity. This must be my mother's vaginal canal, or whatever the fuck you call it. We had room to move. I look around and see thousands of other sperms already dying. Some are ejaculated so aggressively that they die from slamming into each other. Others can't handle the physicality and just give up. This way! I hear a sperm scream. I see a winding tunnel and start swimming. I'm close to the front, but there are still a few thousand sperms ahead of me, including my friend Rag. I felt a surge of motivation and blocked out the gout pain. I will be the one to fertilize my mother. She's mine! As we swam up and around my mum's cage, the sperms in front of me were dropping like flies. Some from exhaustion, some went the wrong way, and some were even killing each other. It was an all-out war, and we swam for hours. I managed to avoid all obstacles, and suddenly I was in the group leading the way. There were maybe 100 of us. We turn a corner, and then I see it. My mother's egg. It didn't look like I thought it would, but I kept going. I look over at Rag, and his face is as determined as mine. We pull away from our group. Rag takes the lead, but I can see him struggling. He didn't have the endurance I had. We're getting closer and closer, and I'm gaining on Rag. We're neck and neck, and now we're millimeters away. Suddenly, Rag comes to a complete stop. I zoom past him, but look back. His face is emotionless and cold. We had a bit of a lead on everyone, so I stop. Rag, what are you doing? We're so close. Let's fertilize Mum together.
That's not an egg, Matt,
said Rag. Confused, I look back at the egg. It's brown and looks huge. What do you mean, Rag? What is it then? Rag hesitates.
It's a shit, Matt. Dad's f***ing a guy and we've been swimming up someone's colon.
I turn back to the shit and Rag's suspicions are confirmed. It's a hot, long, hard shit. In fact, I could smell it. I look back at Rag, who's now crying.
It was all for nothing, Matt. We're gonna die here.
The walls of the colon start to tremble, and I look back at the shit. It's moving. Oh no! Run! I scream back at all the sperms, but it's too late. The shit shoots back out the colon, collecting all the sperms on its way. I was pressed against it as we went back the way we came at great speed. I can't believe my father has done this. I won't ever exist now. Me, along with all the other sperms, are projectile shat out of this asshole and slam onto the pavement floor. In my last few seconds of life, I see my father handing a $20 note to a male prostitute in a dark alleyway. More shit explodes from this man and completely covers me, and I suffocate. That's when I wake up. I've once again made a huge mess and had a wet dream. Wow. That was intense.
Dude, Matt's dad.
Oh, man.
Holy shit, man.
Dude, dad didn't fuck around, eh?
Well, he's a guy.
He did fuck around a bit.
Yeah, sorry. I meant he did fuck around.
Oh, man, that was fucking beautiful. I thought it was going to lead to maybe something in the stomach. But
I thought that was going, it's like a cyst or something that I was going for.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Or like, I thought, you know, it'd been oral. Not
yeah, yeah. No, it was just a huge shit in a male prostitute.
Oh, man, that was beautiful.
That was, yeah, very good.
That was quite lovely.
Yeah, well, look, if you like that, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, right, and give us a 5-star review on Spotify because that's what keeps the ball rolling at the end of the day. And
that's all we live for.
We fucking want to move to the next level. We want to take this podcast to the next fucking level. So fucking don't forget to fucking do all that shit. Otherwise, we die and we stop. This is season 6 and we're barely making a cent from this. We've dedicated 6 years of our life and Matt still works. He works hard and hard and nothing's coming from this. Nothing but problems at work from this podcast. So please just scroll up, move your finger slightly and give it a little thumbs up and a little subscribe and just, I don't know, comment something about Matt's appearance and give us a 5-star review.
Don't you want to free this innocent face?
Hey. Anyway, let's have a fat, big, fat bong break, and we'll be right back with a great debate.
the great debate between mates.
That's right.
This is a great debate.
That's right.
Hate late, late.
Yeah, that's good. That rhymes. And this is a segment where Matt and Michael go head to head in a debate discussing the most controversial of topics. Now,
it wasn't even meant to be controversial.
Now, it's important for me to remind everyone, okay, if you're easily offended or easily triggered, this is not the segment for you. Skip on to the next segment, okay? Do not watch this segment. The boys are going to say some things that they don't mean, okay? It's possible you can say something and not mean it, and that's what's about to happen, all right? So do not take offense and do not think that they actually think these things. They're just trying to win the debate.
We may.
It's actually assault.
We Sorry. May.
You just assaulted Sorry. Me. And Sorry. Now Michael gets to choose.
Sorry.
Ooh.
No, because Michael knows which one's which.
No, he doesn't.
No, I tried to.
Yeah. And it looked, to be honest, it might not matter. Would you like pro or con, Michael?
Yeah, that's true. Wait, hang on. Do we choose?
I was
then
going to choose, but you assaulted me.
Do you tell us and then we choose, or do we choose and then you tell us?
I think it's fun. I think it's funnier if you choose first.
Okay, well, if I get to choose, I will be con.
Con, you're against this argument?
Yeah. You don't get to, you pull it out of his pocket.
No, because you assaulted me.
Yeah, dude, you can't assault people.
No, you can't by bias to one person. That means you're leaning towards him winning the debate.
You can't assault people.
Yes, I fucking can.
Okay, I'll choose that one. I mean, I'll choose the other one. Fuck, I'm pro. Shitman.
Yeah, but it could be something, you know, interesting like that you...
Which means Matt is con. So Matt is against this argument and Michael is for
Do you know what con
this
means?
Argument.
Con artist or Connor or Con Air. Good film.
All right. Today's great debate is...
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Being gay is a choice. Being gay is a choice. So pro, you're saying that it is a choice, and con, you're saying it's not a choice, they're born with it.
So pro, it's a choice. Okay, so I'm saying it's a choice.
You're saying Okay. Gay people choose to be gay? And Matt, you're saying that gay people are born that way, have no choice.
Okay, fuck.
Okay. All right, we start with pro first. All right, you've got 1.5 minutes, Michael. Convince us that being gay is a choice. Your time starts now.
Shrek 3.
Okay, so look, put it this way. You've got 5 days in a week, working week. You got 7 in a normal week, all right?
Wow, that's a good point.
Now,
no, it's not.
Do people choose to go to work?
Yeah.
A lot of people do, all right? So do people choose to have weekends?
Yeah.
Depends on your weekend, right?
The weekend's still there, though.
All right, if you're thirsty, do you choose to have a drink?
Yeah.
You're still thirsty whether you like it or not.
Yeah, okay. But like, is it a choice to drink? If you did not want to drink, if you didn't drink, you would not drink. So I'm going to say, look, if you put it this way, you're at a party, there's a few drinks getting around, it's your mates. There's no girls there. What do?
Just have fun and like hang out.
You choose to fuck your mates. Brought up the other day. I remember we'd get bored at my house when we were growing up. So it's me, Henry, I think fucking Marty was there.
Was I?
We'd go, we would be bored. So what would we do? We'd have a shower together.
What the fuck is going on? What about those people who are in long-term relationships and get married? Surely they're not just mates having a laugh.
Yeah, true. But the action itself is a choice.
So the action of being gay is a choice.
Yeah.
Time!
Point.
All right, Brown. Your rebuttal in 3, 2, 1, fuck.
I like to draw all our attention to the word.
You can't draw. You know, no drawings.
Michael, you may not interrupt.
I didn't draw.
If he interrupts again, I want a point.
Okay.
I like to draw everyone's attention to the word attraction. Now, attraction, you're basically, it's no choice. You're born with what you're attracted to. So what I'm saying and what I'm suggesting is that when you're born, you're either attracted to women or you're attracted to men.
Or both.
Or both.
Or neither.
Or neither.
Or kids.
Or kids. And what I'm saying is that if you're attracted to men, you can't help that. You're born that way.
What about, is so you're just, saying gay's not just men on men, you know, but both of you have both just kept going about men on men.
Yeah,
gays
can be women. Tongue on tongue, you know. Yeah.
No, that's lesbian.
Gay.
Yeah, just gay in general. Gay covers both. Keep up with the times. So, fucking hell. You're watching Fox News.
You're
or something.
Drawing. You haven't even fucking got a pen.
All right, continue. You've got 20 seconds.
I've defeated you already. You're attracted to it. You can't help what you're attracted to. You are born with what you're attracted to. I know men who are gay and they have tried to have sex with women, but they can't help it. So they picture men to get through it.
Okay, so you're saying that they can't help it?
They can't help it. It's what they're born with.
So what do you think about pedophiles then if they can't help it?
Pedophiles are fucked.
But they're born with it. It wasn't their choice.
Yeah, they can't help it. They're born with it. Yeah,
time! Righto.
Okay.
That was me being sarcastic, by the way, if anyone picked up that sarcasm.
And sarcasm is not good in debates, especially these ones, man.
You know what's not good in debates? You.
Okay, all right. That's enough trash talking. You have now have 1 minute to rebut to his whatever the fuck he said, okay?
You're pedophile.
Ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go. All right.
Now, let me lay out a case for you, okay? I'll just open up my files in my brain.
Anything in response to what Matt said?
Yeah.
I don't even need to question that because he's basically just, what he's trying to say is that pedophiles are everywhere and we need to be
We're not talking about
aware.
Pedophiles, we're talking about gay.
Now, also, what's trending number one on Netflix at the moment?
Logan Paul?
No. It's a show called Baby Reindeer. Now, in Baby Reindeer, a man...
Haven't seen it.
...gets raped by another man. Well, it's number one. You should keep up with the times, Brown. You're a
Come
movie
on,
expert.
Continue.
The man in this show gets raped by another man. That rape causes him to choose to be gay. Now, he might not have chosen to get raped, but he did choose after the rape to then become gay.
No, he was a bit gay before that, wasn't he? Because he was dating a tranny.
Did you even watch the show?
No, he didn't date. The show's number one.
Time. The show's number one is his final one.
And he made it. Yeah, sorry.
All right, Matt, push rebuttal. Timer, please. 3, 2, 1, go.
So you're saying that due to rape, this man turned gay? I don't think so, Michael Brookhouse.
Sorry.
Okay, he was attracted to men.
You should actually say I don't know so, because if you think that's not 100%, which means I'm right.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Whatever you're attracted to, you are not choosing that. You are born with it. The feeling.
Is there anything you can do to change
it? The feeling deep down in your soul, in your heart, and the love that you feel, it comes from a deep, deep and deep place.
You sound like a pedophile.
You're going on about tractors. This isn't a farm. This is a fucking debate.
Defending yourself in court.
Just like that. You're soaking up my time
sorry,
with your
sorry,
comedy.
Sorry, sorry.
You're meant to be the adjudicator. I've lost what I'm saying. But anyway, what I'm saying is you don't get a choice. You're born.
Time. All right, you're born. You don't get a choice. You're born. Look.
Sorry, I'm laughing at pedophiles. I'm just, not laughing at
Yeah,
pedophiles.
Look, remember, guys, again, we don't mean any of that. That's all. None of that is our actual opinion, okay?
But it's Michael's.
Yeah. Well, you going on about fucking... Yeah, anyway, track... Man, not everyone's grows up in a farm, Matt. Not everyone has tractors.
I didn't grow up in a farm.
He did have a tractor, though.
No.
Oh. Mm. Wow, that's just Palm Beach. Mind. Anyway, leave in the comments who you think won. Personally, I think Matt had it this week. I thought Michael needed to address the things that Matt was saying a bit more and hacking. You had that. I was trying to give you that angle, like the
maybe address the debate.
Well, you know, it's his choice. He can come. He was just kind of bringing up other
and
pieces of evidence.
Proof. Proof right there. It was my choice. Therefore, I technically won.
Yeah, you chose
it's
to be
a choice.
In here.
Everything is a choice. You make choices every day. Have you heard of First Choice? It's a cigarette brand. That's
no,
a choice.
Not. It's an alcohol brand. See, you don't even know your own facts.
No, there is a choice cigarette series, actually.
Oh, yeah, sorry, there is.
Yeah.
So there's two choices right there.
Sorry. Anyway, sorry. But you're not attracted
To cigarettes.
To cigarettes.
Yeah, if you don't,
you choose.
If you
to
don't
smoke
have
them.
Tractors, then you don't fucking.
You chose to smoke them.
All right, look, it's getting out of hand again. All right, the Great Debate just lights a fire of passion in all of our souls.
Love is love, Michael!
And we want to hear what you guys have to say about it respectfully, all right? Drop a comment if you think, if you agree with Michael. Drop a comment if you agree with Matt. And let's fucking blow the whole fucking world to pieces, baby. Let's become terrorists and go on a, go on a bank, bro, with fucking bombs strapped to our chest. Blow that shit up, baby.
Oh, fuck.
You watch in 2 weeks' time, there's going to be a terrorist attack now in a bank.
In a bank.
God, it's good to get some like intellectual shit smeared amongst our other fresh shit.
It's good to show that we can speak on the levels of a president.
Bro, like that was hectic, like intellectual shit, bro.
That was lecturing. We're being lectured.
Yeah, I was like, I could barely understand you guys. It was so intensely intelligent.
Yeah, you got to rewatch it like three times and
you
got to
get
notes.
The fucking dictionary out for some of them words you was saying shit.
It's an encyclopedia.
That was so fucking crazy, man. Fuck, bro. All right. Let's fucking move right along to the voicemail segment. Hit it, Brown. Come on, Brown. You can do it. Hit it, Brown, 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 Brown. Pressure, pressure, pressure. 3, 2.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a segment where you guys text us, you leave voicemails, you leave stories, you send us pictures of your assholes and shits. So if you want to do that, just message us on WhatsApp or just on your phone on 04-666-02-303. Well, like I said, we have WhatsApp. It's the same number. And let's get this shit started, everybody.
Can we put a thing out saying that we're getting a lot of really long, drawn-out stories that we want... We want the best short story.
Yeah, like minute and a half, guys, max.
Because if we have to read like a 5-minute story, as good as some of them are, like, yeah,
it's difficult.
It just, we can only like squeeze like one in.
So yeah, Michael has a reading capacity of a year three.
But also, having said that, they are fun to read. So if you just want to send one in, we do read them. So it's a good time.
I had a lot of laughs all the time every week. It's very, very giggly. Also, it's quite like traumatic. I get what Matt was saying about like, getting sent like real messed up stuff.
What was it?
There's just like, I saw like, imagine like getting your balls and your sack into your ass.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
It was like,
dude, show me that right now.
I don't know if I'll be able to find it, but
we'll
do it
at the end, eh?
It was strange. And like, then there's a lot of like graphic sort of X-rated shit.
Oh, look, James. Oh my God, the shirts were in there.
And look, this is important and it's targeted at
women.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, this is targeted
for
women.
So. This is our only segment specifically for women and deaf women.
Yeah, well, that's perfect. Here we go.
This is Tom from Happy Hills Aging Care Facility. We've been in contact with your son, and he has sent us over your information. And we are thrilled to announce that you have been pre-approved for Happy Hills Aging Care. So now, I know you have a lot of questions. I'd love to get in contact with you at a later time so we go over all the questions you have. But just this, unfortunately, I couldn't get a hold of you now. So just briefly, I will hand it over to our head of care. She can give you a once-over on some of the care concerns that you might have.
Hi, Matt. This is Maya. I'm head of care here at Happy Hills, and we're excited that you're interested in our facility. And I just wanted to give you a quick once over about our program. So we specialize in elderly care for people with all different types of disabilities, from Alzheimer's to Down syndrome. So we're sure you would feel very at home here and comfortable. So we understand that there was some concern of your long use of adult diapers, but we're skilled in changing that for you. So don't feel ashamed. That is something that's very normal for people at your age. So we're excited to have you here in the golden days of your life. And I'm going to pass it on back to Tom.
Hey, Matt. Yeah, that's just a quick once over the care. And as far as immigration goes, your immigration status is pending. We've contacted your son. He's given us your information with that. So I'd love to hear back from you at a later date, and we can go over this more in depth. But thank you. Hope you have a great day. And I look forward to seeing you at Happy Hills.
Man, they sound so friendly, Matt.
You should fucking
fuck them,
so
too.
That's perfect.
They sound like they will fucking murder me in my sleep.
James, bring them in. Look what we've just received in the mail. We'll put a pause to the voice in voicemail segment for just a second. These are the singlets we're going to be fucking fighting.
Oh, they
brother.
Actually look, I thought that'd be a bit cringe, but they look fucking great.
Yeah, we're worried they were going to be cringe as well. But so basically you scan the QR code and then it takes you to the login, the registration page. You sign up to our website and you're in the running for $50,000. We're going to be wearing this on fight night. And this is probably going to be covered in blood in a week's time.
Yeah.
Hopefully not all ours.
Hell yeah.
Very good. Thank you, James. Fuck yeah.
That's beautiful. All right, look, so there you go. Something to think about, Matt. I honestly, just like from their voices alone, I would go to
them. Those are the best ones.
You know what I heard? I pictured that character that Ben Stiller plays in Happy Gilmore.
You will sleep. I'll put you to sleep. But he's
that's
really,
how they all are, though. They're all pretty much like that. Yeah. That's probably one of the best that we've heard so far out of all the retirement places that we've contacted on your behalf.
I'm not going to a retirement home unless you guys come with me.
Well, we'll visit you, yeah.
No, I want to be together with
Matt,
you.
We have lives. We have to work. We can't all. No,
well, I'm not going until you're ready to go.
I'm in my mid-30s.
I'm
you're
not going.
At the end of your life. We're at the middle of ours.
I'm not going until you guys are ready to come with
I'll
me.
I'll come visit in like 40 years. Sorry. All right, this one, next one, I guess is directed at you too, Matt, just because it's all sex and stuff.
Why are they all directed at me?
Well, it's just sexy, you know?
Okay. Yeah, you bring the sex appeal. You bring the
I am the
appeal.
Sex appeal of this podcast. That is true.
Okay, so it's quite a horror story. I don't know. There's probably going to be some censoring on this one for YouTube, so it might just be on Spotify. We'll see what happens.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, how's it going? Just driving home. Thought I'd fucking ring up and tell you a story about one of my mates. It's a bit of a ladies' man. Anyway, so we're up the Goldie, and he ends up pulling this bird, and they go back to the hotel, and anyway, start getting it on. Next minute, she's asking for him to put it in her ass, and, you know, as keen as he is, he puts it in, and, you know, they're going at it. Next minute, as he pulls out, she ends up shitting all over his and all over the bed, and from that, he just ends up throwing up all over her back. And there's just like a pile of shit and vomit all through the bed. And so he jumps up, jumps in the shower, disgusted. Has a shower, cleans himself all up. And when he comes back out of the shower, she's rolling around in it, in the bed, just loving it, living it up. And he absolutely freaks his shit, fucking hits the door and hits the legs.
My God.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right. I'm gonna put down right now. I would have done the same thing.
That's fucked. It's messed up. But someone's calling live. Let's just see what happens.
We have a caller live right now.
Hi.
Oi.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás? Mi nombre es Matthew.
Hey.
Oi.
Hey.
What's going on?
Doing shit.
Guys, you doing shit first. We'll do a shit. Where are you, bro? Do a shit. We'll do a shit if you do a shit.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm gonna do a shit right now.
Oh man, I'm fucking doing shit right now, bro. You film it. Let's do shit.
You shit first.
I'm shit, my dude.
Hurry up,
Matt.
That's the sort of calls we get here live.
Yeah, so look, if you call, we may answer live sometimes.
And look, that chick really committed to the whole do a shit thing. That's pretty hectic.
Man, I can't believe she wasn't embarrassed. She had vomit all over her back.
She's like embraced it. Like imagine like you come out from the toilet and then they're like rolling in it
I ask them to leave. I'd be like, I can't do this.
Yeah, I'm into some freaky shit, but that's borderline.
What kind of
pointless.
Shit are you into?
It's pointless. No, I'm not going to list off.
Come
what
on,
I'm into.
Just one.
No,
please,
no,
one.
No, no, no. You're not getting it out of me. But what I'm saying is like that's just I don't know, it's not sexy.
Can you say freaky deaky?
Freaky deaky. It's not freaky deaky. Do you know what I mean?
All right. Well, moving on from, look, we've got sex, which is pretty cool. And then like we had, that we had some, what was the one before that?
Like shit or something? Shit.
Yeah, do a shit.
Before we get going, I want to know, what would you rather come out, blood or shit? What would you rather deal with in the bed?
Blood.
Yeah, me too. Marty.
Yeah, I'd go blood over shit, but neither are nice at all.
So look, we've had a bit of shit, we've had a bit of sex, and we've had a bit of like Matt's retirement plan. Now we're going to get into something of like every kid should know not to do too much of, and probably wait till you're like 25 to start heavily doing. But it's drugs, and what can go wrong when you do too many drugs? Okay, so drugs are only okay if you do them carefully.
And responsibly.
This is what happens when you do not do them carefully.
Hey, boys. Big fan. Little drug story for you. Basically, was drinking codeine and Xanax. Had a bit too much codeine and kept forgetting that I'd taken the Xanax. Basically got down to 15 bricks.
Oh,
and a bottle of codeine. Myself and a psychosis while watching your podcast.
Oh my god.
I estimated that I was hanging out with you guys in time zone in Versus Paradise. And for 2 days I was out of my mind with paranoia and crazy shit going through my head. And spent 2 months at Rabita mental ward. But I came out of it fucking.
So
that's 15 bricks of Xanax.
He's done 15 bricks of Xanax. And then he's tripped and thought that he's at time zone, which is like imagine an arcade for everyone
which
else overseas.
Which is possible for us.
At time zone with us. Because he's watched the podcast. It's Service Paradise. Then he's had to go to a mental ward for 2 months. That shouldn't happen to go to a mental ward for 2 months because you just went a little too hard.
Imagine just sitting there.
Zannies are no joke. Like seriously, Zannies are fucking. I've done the. You not who you are on Zannies and Valium. Hence that night in Bali. You have enough benzo and it changes you. So always be careful.
Especially when you mix it with the alcohol.
And codeine.
Yeah, codeine. Wow, that's
drink
double whammy.
Codeine. God, yeah, that would be nice, but don't.
Yeah,
that's next level. I could picture him in the med hostel. I'm at time zone with Muddy and Michael. So I'm at time zone with Muddy and Michael.
The thing that happens with MDMA happens with Xanax as well. You just forget.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, as soon as he said that, like I just pictured the night.
Goldfish memory.
Yeah, I pictured that night with you and Prav doing that. Just keep forgetting.
That weekend I had 10.
Yeah. And you'd set alarms and they still wouldn't work.
Man, that makes me sick to think about the damage I've done to myself. No wonder I had all these issues with my nervous system.
Yeah, look, you can overdo it, everybody. And
fucking
you can also,
you can.
But you can also underdo it.
You will regret it. So please, if I could go back to that self, I'd fucking do it all over again. Talk about Laura. No, I do maybe 40% less.
I do, yeah.
Because some of those times, there's no point. Mm. We're just, like, we don't remember
it. Doesn't
any
work.
Of it.
Yeah, it doesn't work after
you don't
a while.
Remember
anyway.
It. And you're just sitting there. You don't say anything. We didn't talk. We just sat there. And every now and then we hand each other another cap.
Oh. All right, Emily, we're coming for you.
Oh, is she?
The person you are calling is not available. Please leave a short message and it will be sent as an audio message.
You're abreast, bro. Fucking Emily, answer your phone.
Yeah, wow. All right, look, let's just give fucking Bailey a chat. We haven't spoken to him for a couple of weeks, so let's see what he's got for us. A nice short story, a bender story. We all love a bender, but one not as bad as fucking Rabina psych ward.
You don't want any mental hospital team, man.
It's probably fucking Bailey's mate who did that. Here we go. All right, Bailey, and you better not be with Emily.
Right up to the microphone.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Dude, how are you? Where are
good.
You?
Good. What's happening?
Oh, just doing the podcast, bro. We just fucking left Emily in a really abusive voicemail.
We called her a breast.
A breath?
A breast, like a tit.
Fuck, that's pretty gay. Yeah. I hope she's going to recover from that.
That's what we thought. We wanted to really leave her reeling.
We wanted to dig deep, dude.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't have went that far, but fuck.
I can't, maybe we should call the
podcast from your little brother.
Hey?
I've showed my little brother your podcast. You reckon you use a funny ass.
Oh, oh really? Wow. How old's your little brother?
17.
Oh, wow, fuck yeah. There you go. That's
teaching
awesome.
The younger generation.
Corrupting him. I'm not to listen to my part of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, yeah, true. You don't want him copying older brother sort of tales of the benders. But yeah, speaking of benders, have you got any benders for us, Bailey?
Yes, I do. I've got a good one. So when we're younger... Like, all the stories I'm telling you, I was always with the same bunch of lads, like, growing up. And we're always at the one house. So we're at this house, and he had, like, this probably, like, this three-car, like, garage at the very back of the house where we just took over and turned into, like, sort of just a man cave. And then we would be in there every weekend, and then it would be near the highway where there's, like, big highway walls that, like, one of the boys used to get into graffiti with his older brother. And then... One night, they've, like, gone up there to, like, do graffiti on the highway walls at, like, 1 in the morning. And we're, like, in the garage. And then he's come sprinting back in, like, 45 minutes later, like, and we're all talking, yarn. And then he's come in. All his clothes are, like, ripped. He's bleeding and he's, like, cut himself open. And when they were doing graffiti on the highway wall, the coppers, like, undercovers pulled up and chased him. And then... Well, the younger brother got away, and we were, like, trying to find, like, get onto the older brother, but he got, like, taken away to station, and then he rocked up at, like, 4:30 in the morning with his charge papers and that for, like, what he got done with, and he still continued to get back on the bender.
Oh, wow.
As if nothing just happened, yeah. But his little brother, like, when we were calling his phone, because we didn't know where he was, the coppers answered their phone, and I was on the phone, like, saying, oh, hey, mate, and he's like, oh, we know you were the one with your mate doing, like, graffiti. I said, oh, fuck him. Definitely wasn't me. I said, I'm just calling in. And next minute, I don't know how sus as, but they've shone, like, spotlights on the backyard of where, like, we all were, and we all, like, had to, like, get down and hide.
Oh, that would have been so exciting. Yeah.
It was a bit of a rush. Yeah. And then we've got another one, so I was just quickly throwing this other one in there. We used to always, like, just jump taxis and decide not pay for them.
Yeah.
So we all hopped in the taxi, and there was, like, probably a 10 of us, and then... We pulled up at the park, and there was a pathway to get from the park to our mate's house, so we've all ran. And then the taxi driver cased us, which we didn't know, and then we tried to play it off that we weren't there, and one of the boy's sister opened the door, and he was, like, screaming at the corner like a bitch and this and that, and we were all, like, hiding in the house so we didn't get caught. And then the taxi driver called her a slut, and then my mate, like, it was his sister, so he's, like, he's jumped up, like, going off his head saying, don't call my sister a slut, and then... He's like, we've chased the taxi driver, and my mate grabbed the Breville machine and, like, lobbed it from a distance and smashed, like, the whole back of the taxi.
Oh.
And then, like, 10 minutes later, like, all those heaps of police surrounding the house, but we just pretended we weren't there and let his sister deal with it.
Wow. Well, at least that's, like, sort of good reality live TV for you. This would have been, yeah, like, exciting. Like, that's better than not happening.
Yeah, well, we're trying to, like... Trying to make it in some way. Trying to make headlines, you get it?
Yeah, yeah, fuck. You were definitely like, what, a Breville machine. You were trying to make toasties.
Yeah. We're trying to, like, yeah, put their product out there for them.
That's good shit, dude.
Oh, Bailey, we can always rely on you for a good bender. So thank you very much.
That's fine. No dramas.
All right, and
no.
Obviously you're not with Emily. Like, that's still, that's, you, yeah, that's,
I
still.
I don't know, like, what you said to her, I might have to check up on that, eh?
Yeah, I feel bad. Maybe we should apologize. Just text an apology.
That's
for
pretty
that.
Well, we're not saying shit. You can just apologize to her, but that's it. And I don't want any physical contact with her. It's just a text message to her.
Oh, fuck that.
Okay.
I'm not saying sorry to her.
Okay, yeah, good.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good. That's good attitude.
Stick to her guns, but.
Yeah.
She is abreast.
Yeah,
I'll
she
say.
Is abreast, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We stick together.
All right, Bailey. Well, peace, brother, and we'll chat to you soon.
See you, lads.
See you,
dude.
That was that. And look, that's ringing with your rings.
That's the voice.
Did you guys ever have to run from the cops when you were young?
Yeah, heaps into Toowoomba.
Yeah, Toowoomba, definitely. What about you in Canberra? No. We're all nice kids down
there. His parents were the police.
Yeah, I know.
Every time you ran from them, you'd be running from cops.
Yeah, true. I have ran from cops.
See?
Yeah.
Every fucking day of my life.
Fucking hell. Yeah.
Nice.
Sorry.
Sometimes in Toowoomba, they'd have dogs and they'd let the dogs go.
That's cray.
Scariest.
Oh, man. That would have been so spooky.
Palm Beach was good for a little, street party every now and then, and the cops would show up in force.
You threw a trolley and smashed
How
it
do
in
you
front
know
of
that?
The cops. I was there.
Fuck off.
Not Michael's parents were the cops.
Yeah, that did happen. It wasn't a trolley. It was just a beer bottle. But,
sorry.
Yeah, I remember lobbing it, and I was out of control.
Nothing like seeing cops rock up at a party when you're a teenager. It's so exciting.
But it was also shit because sometimes it would be over.
Yeah.
Like, you got to go now. And then, And then it's like everyone's just on the street going, what do we do? What do we do? Oh. And then you're just so bored.
I remember
when
I was 17, I got a drinking in public fine at a party, and mum had no idea that I was ever
drank.
And
then the letter rocked up.
Yeah. And then I had to be the first to check the mail every fucking day. It was so stressful, but I managed to intercept it and I got away with that scot-free.
See, my parents were so lovely. They were like, oh, Matt, you got a letter from the government.
Yeah, mum would open it. Mum would open that if I was not there, because she knew.
Shit parenting.
They didn't know it had my name on it. Yes, they're respectful.
Man.
Yeah. My mum had no trust for me, and she would have opened it without me even being there.
What about Marty's got a funny story about when he used to just do silly stuff with his mates, and one night they were just doing social experiments on the public where they just pretend to bash his other mate, Michael.
Yeah, I swear I've told that
before.
I love that. And then imagine you're just trying to prank the public. So you're out, you're a bit drunk with your mates, and then you're pretending to bash your friend.
Yeah, and then you all get up and run together.
Your mum walks past and goes, Martin, is that you?
Oh, and then we legged it. And then she called and I was denying it. And I was just she's like so disappointed. And
she thought you were on drugs?
Yeah.
That's so rough. That's rough.
And then I had to just call her back and come clean.
Did you go, sorry, mum, it's just a thing I do. I just like to pretend to bash my mate in public.
Yeah, I was just joking. Just joking. We're just drunk, not on drugs.
Oh, wow. Guten Tag, Wasser.
Don't.
Sorry.
Anyway, that is the voicemail segment. Please let us know what you think of the voicemail segments. I see mixed reviews. If you'd like us to shorten it, to add something, to cut it completely.
We can improve it. Let us know.
Yeah. All right, let's have a massive fat bong break, and we'll be right back with our fussy little boys. Oh, it's a great one. It's something childhood.
Is it fussy little boys or bamboozle?
We did bamboozle last week. We switched it around. Have a bong break and suck a man. All right, and we're back. All right, guys, it's time for our fussy little boy segment. Hit it, Matt Brown. Quick, 5, 4, otherwise your mum gets really sick. I can tell the future. 3, 2, 1. Fussy little boy, fussy little world. These are fussy boys. Fuss, world. Yeah, and this is a segment where Matt and Michael both have something exotic and unique to taste, because they're both fussy little boys, and we're going to see who's the fussiest. And so this week, this I'm excited this week because this reminds me of my little German childhood. Okay?
No!
Yes, Michael's not happy about that. But this is genuinely something delicious that us Germans used to eat.
Fuck.
And I'm excited for you guys to try it. All right, James.
I'm going to let you introduce this, Marty, because this is your speciality.
Okay, so.
Is this the food of your country?
It's probably fucking.
Well,
like,
I don't know if it's specifically German, but Germans do eat this. Like, I know that for a fact.
Oh, shout out to Jack. Jack, one of our ringworms who recommended this to me. What a legend.
So, right here.
What the fuck is roll mops?
Oh.
So right here, we have marinated roll mops from Holland House.
Oh, fuck
and
off.
And this is basically herring fillets that are sitting in vinegar. So it's kind of like a pickle, but instead of a cucumber in there, it's fish.
Oh, dude, this is like surstreaming all over again.
No, 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 no. This is much nicer than surstreaming. So these usually you eat like while you're eating, you know, your rye bread and shit. You might pull one of these out.
Shut up. Oh, dude. You can still see, you know, the little spiky bit on the fish back? Oh. You can still see it there just hanging on because it hasn't been scraped off.
But it's
look
like
at Marty. Look at him.
The flavor is honestly not so bad. Because usually they come with little sticks
fuck
in them.
Fuck you!
What's that?
I'm not
little
doing
stick.
It.
They come with little sticks to like keep them together. So it's kind of like having just picture like a pickle. You're having a little pickle.
Yeah, pickles are.
And Germans are so fucking weird.
It's yum.
Does it smell? It's a great way to smell
preserve,
it, Michael?
It's a great way to preserve the fish. And the skin's so nice and tender.
Is it salty?
Then as it separated, the flesh separated.
It's vinegary.
Oh fuck.
And like,
do you reckon I'd like it?
Very intense flavor. It's literally like having. It's literally like having a pickle. But it's picture the texture of a fish.
Oh, I just dripped it on my.
Like if it was crunchy, you would be like, oh, it's a pickle. Yeah, like it's not bad.
Oh, that's so much better than the beef liver.
Can I have a bit?
Yeah, of course you can. Of course you can have a bit.
You can.
After flavor is pure fish.
I don't know if I can do
put the whole thing in your mouth, boy.
Texture.
Oh, shit.
Michael is really going to struggle with this texture.
Why is it so pointy down the bottom?
No, it's got a stick in it to hold it together. Don't eat the stick.
Like, honestly, vinegar is like one of my favorite flavors.
Yeah.
It's so yum, the vinegar.
Oh, it's really nice.
The aftermath is rough. Oh,
it's quite a nice texture too. Like it's very tender. Very
fish
tender
breath,
fish.
Michael. I'm going to have fish breath for days.
Well, okay, Matt's going first. Have a proper mouthful, Matt.
Shut up.
Come on.
Shut the fuck up.
This segment is nothing unless you have a proper mouthful. Yeah, come on. Get some of that fish lips in there. Some skin.
Oh, scale in his mouth.
Nah, that's not real. You've got to do more than that. That's
come
not
on,
real.
Matt. You're not even trying. Just have a bite of it.
I want a different bit.
Oh, yeah, dude, this is...
He's unrolling it. Yeah, so usually you would have this with like, you know, something crunchy like a cucumber, put it on some bread with some mince
why
meat.
Why is it so chewy?
Some raw mince meat on some rye bread.
Oh, dude, it's so soft.
It really reminds me of my childhood. My granddad used to dip this in coffee. Yep. No.
You didn't eat it. He's not eating it. That's cheating.
Shut up. It's hard. You try.
Is this the hardest thing? Hear what he said?
Is this the hardest thing you've ever had to eat?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Fucking no.
Yeah. My grandfather would put shit like this on his morning bread and then grab his rye bread sandwich and dip it in his coffee and then bite it. And then by the end of his coffee, it would just be all floaty shit. And he'd show everyone and everyone would get grossed out and he'd piss himself laughing and then down it.
Fish coffee.
Dude, fuck you, dude.
Hey, come on, man. I'm only being opened up. I'm only opening up like this and you straight
What's
away
this?
Hit me?
Oh, dude.
Come on, Matt.
Did you know him, your granddad?
Yeah.
That's fucked.
Don't eat the wood.
Fuck that I knew my granddad.
Oh, come on.
There's string in your mouth.
Oh. Yeah, there you go. Now you get it.
Oh. Oh man, this is so.
Oh, that is fucking disgusting.
Do you have makeup on?
Yes.
That's what he looks like when he's a bit tired.
Oh, dude.
Okay,
all right,
I'm past it. All right, I'm past the bad shit.
I just want to get rid of the
I can't eat it, but.
What do you give it out of 10?
A fucking one.
Wow. 1 out of 10 from Matt. That's the lowest. What really?
This is the worst. This is worse than what?
Like it smells bad. Is it raw? It's
raw.
Raw,
but it's raw. Cooked in acid.
Fuck you.
Pickle.
Don't say that.
Sorry.
Try.
I love it. Fresh out of the ocean. It's probably been in that can for years.
You're playing with it. It's warming up.
Because it preserves it so they can keep the fish in the can for years.
It's just there's nothing delightful about that.
Oh, look at the fin. Look at the fin, Michael. Still got the fin on it. Look at that.
There's nothing fucking delightful about that at all.
Slimy skin. Really slimy skin.
Oh, dude, I'm really struggling with this.
Yeah, intense vinegar flavor. And then the fish hits your lips.
Come on.
Vinegar, then fish. Fish delish.
Oh, come one.
Okay, come on, Michael. Have a nice a nice big bite of it. There you go.
Get it in there. That's the way.
And the sever the skin with your teeth. That's it.
Yeah, yeah, once you get sure, past it, it's vinegary. It's all right. See?
It's not so bad. See? Yummy fish. Yummy, yummy fish.
Oh, fish
boy. I've got none left.
Can wait until the vinegar goes away.
Michael, you drop this bit. You drop this bit, Michael.
I need to leave. This is turning outrageous.
Yeah, let's remain scientific. Oh, Matt, stop playing with it. What do you think, Michael? It's pretty good.
What's all that coming off?
Like,
what's
you're not meant to have it. You're not meant to have it. That's the meat shredding away because it's so old.
He's trying to smile to rush some dopamine to his brain.
What's is that? What is that?
It's just really old flesh. Old raw flesh.
Oh, fuck it. Oh.
Old raw fish flesh. Did you get any down or what?
I just followed it. That is so gross.
Yeah,
oh, dude, it's
not
so
on.
Weird and soft.
All right, what do you give it out of 10?
It's a 1.
Shark.
It's
that's
a
shark.
Fucking 1.
What do you give it out of 10, Michael?
Fuck off, Matt. I threw one bit.
Matt, don't.
Okay, I threw a few bits. I'm sorry.
Fuck you, James. You're being, Matt's being fat and you're being lame.
Sorry.
Lame James, fat Matt. Stop.
This is fucking gross.
Yeah, dude, this is the worst
imagine
one.
Imagine it with like another meal, not like a
fucking fish everywhere.
Oh, dude, I can't fucking deal with it.
Dude, it's not, you can't put that with anything.
Oh, yes, dude.
That it's is like, the most disgusting. Like, that is fucked. That's fucked.
No, I beg to differ. Imagine, hey, think about cracker. Cracker, little bit of cheese, maybe a bit of pickle, and a bit of that.
Yeah, none of that sounds appealing. None of that sounds appealing.
Replace.
None of that sounds appealing to me.
Can you fuck off?
None of that sounds appealing to me.
Don't be fat.
Sorry.
Now, also,
it doesn't sound appealing to me.
Now, look, think about it this way, and this is something that Germans need to fucking realize.
Yeah, they need to realize.
Okay.
There's nothing
if you have
need to
vinegar.
Realize.
Oh.
That you're eating just vinegar there. That tastes like vinegar.
Oh, look at that bit.
It's weird. Matt, don't be it.
Okay,
it's a way to preserve the fish, and it adds a really powerful flavor.
I just think
so. Just replace whatever you eat pickles with. Replace it with fish.
Now, but like, why wouldn't you? You may as well just put vinegar in wood. Like, I'd rather have wood that tastes like vinegar over
eat
that
wood.
Fish. Yeah, but it's just. It's that you're just drinking vinegar.
I'm not sure. I agree
have
with
a glass
Michael.
Of vinegar. Have a glass of vinegar.
Yeah,
that's
I agree
what that
with
is.
Michael.
But there you get protein.
Why
you get protein.
Fish.
You get your omega 3s. You get all sorts of nutrients from that. You would.
If
I don't
you
think
got
you
a
get...
fish from the ocean, would you keep the fish forever?
Well, that's why you put in vinegar to make it last. If you have a big day fish and you've got enough for the family and you want to preserve the other fish.
It just tastes like vinegar. So have a glass of vinegar. I'd rather have a fish fresh. Matt.
This is the most disgusting thing you've ever given us.
Why are you playing with it like that then?
Pile of
fish yuck,
bits.
Dude.
That was a good shot. What do you have to say to Jack Osborne who recommended this one? Matt.
Fucking fish
fight.
Fish fight.
We'll truce today.
Fucking flake on me.
We'll truce
today. I'm not touching you.
We'll truce today.
You've pissed Michael off, Jack. Jack, you've pissed
fuck
Michael
you,
off, mate.
Jack Osborne.
Yeah,
great suggestion. This is literally Jack. On my... I forgot the name of them because I was so young, but I had this picture in my mind when we started this segment, but I couldn't think of what they were called.
That was dead set the worst one you've given us.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
that was so fucked. The beef liver, I would rather over this.
Sabrina will see this, and she'll know. She'll have had this
that's
before.
That's worse than the octopus?
And so with Nikki. So
now,
Nikki.
The octopus was like... It was like... what's the meat that's dried out?
Jerky.
It was like beef jerky. It was fine.
I haven't heard from Nikki for a while, have we?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, we should check in. We're definitely going to get the
vacuum. Sabrina will know what this is, and they can confirm and leave a comment
later.
Nikki
and Sabrina are the only good Germans in this world. And that's confirmed by me.
Fuck you, man.
Sorry, I just need a clean.
He gets really out of control in the
just loves a mess.
Segment.
Like he's just a mess.
I don't.
Fuck.
I didn't want this.
Writhing
I don't
in his
want
fish.
That. You guys put this on
fuck.
Me.
Flake. I hate flake.
All right, look, let's move on. Okay? Let's move on.
Everywhere.
Can we have a little bong break to go clean our little fussy hands?
Yeah, well, we've got to hurry. We've got 24 minutes to finish this fucking app off. So, bloody go in there and fucking clean your claws.
Oh, no. Don't vomit near
me. We're going to have a bong break so Michael can really savour the fish in the back of his throat.
Stop it. Stop little talking bones about it.
And the skin's still intact.
Oh, yuck.
Bong break. And we're back, and we're back, and there's two segments left. We got sent something big in the P.O. box. Sabrina, we got your package, but we're not going to open it till next week because I have a feeling there are some treats inside. Ooh. And we can't eat those treats right now because of the boxing fight. So we're going to open yours next week, and I cannot wait to indulge. And thank you for people who send us shit. If you want to send us shit, send it to P.O. Box 256, Tagum 4018. We open everything live on the podcast, Matthew Brown. What do you have?
Sorry.
Who's it from?
It's from
Hope Island.
Hope Island. I don't even know if this is for the podcast, but I hope it is. It says something from, I think it's from a bow.
Well, who does it say?
I know what it is.
Is it podcast
it's
related?
It's something golf related.
Oh, so it's not podcast related?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
It's
okay.
I think it's like a 9-iron.
Oh. What's this? This says peptides.
Peptides, protein.
Oh, it'd be for Luke. Oh,
natural
sick.
Bipeptide concentrate. Holy shit.
Oh, wait. This is those fucking clang, clang, clangs.
Dear Marty and Michael, in honor of your service pig, Bosley, love your work. Kept it up, boys. P.S. I have left a bottle of Recub for your health and gapped gut. Check out the website and give me a call to discuss potential sponsorship. PPS, if you need any prints, stickers, or signage done for the Brown or of the Brown, we will look after you. Your loving fans, Bo, Jet, and Jaron, Recover Australia.
Okay, so they've sent us this bipeptide protein concentrate. Apparently, some of the benefits are normalize insulin levels, restore hair, skin, and nails, reduce pain and inflammation, boost muscle repair. Increase endurance and focus, enhance muscle strength and growth, improve organ function.
Oh,
lots
dude,
of other
they
things.
Sent you a beautiful photo of you and Boz.
Oh, yes.
All right, fuck yeah, we'll give it a go.
Yeah, so check them out, guys. Recov, let us know if you've seen them. It's Recov, and we'll start taking these after the boxing, and we'll let you guys know how we feel. James, you're going to take some of these with me? Yeah, well, fucking oath, we can, brother. I wonder if
I've always wanted to do peptides.
Bipeptide. So it's wants both male and female.
Okay, cool. That's cool. That's really relevant these days.
It makes you bisexual.
Imagine that. It's one of my favorite pictures.
Oh, that is fucking Bosley great.
On my
how lovely.
Day.
What a fucking legend.
Thank you so much. This is what is this? A sticker? Does this go on? Oh, no. Is this
is sticker a on a wall? I think it's a sticker for a wall.
Dude. This is hectic as shit. Like thank you so much, not only for the supplements, but this. This is beautiful. This is I'm going to add this to my shrine of Bosley that I have at home.
You got a shrine?
Yeah.
Wow, I haven't seen the shrine.
Yeah, it's in my bedroom.
If you want to follow these guys, you can follow them at Recov Australia. Recov Australia.
Thank you very much,
that's
guys.
That's lovely.
That's the best PO box that we've ever been given in the history of this podcast.
Well, we'll see. Sabrina's got one coming next week, so
we've been sending some great things.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's lovely. We'll start taking those and look. We'll
see what happens, eh?
Jack off over that, hey?
We might have another fucking sponsor for the podcast. Imagine if we get fucking massive.
Oh, man.
And Matt's gout gets worse.
I got my gout under somewhat of control.
Oh, wow.
Do you think it's from adjusting diet slightly has helped?
It'll definitely do something. But
you got some new meds?
No, I've just been changing a few things. More water.
Clothes?
Clothes.
Better clothes?
Have you been sleeping?
Been sleeping more.
All right, it's time for the final segment. We're going to do a fucking big old prank call. Hit it, Brown.
The time is here.
You have all the questions.
Pick up your phone. It's about to say,
and we've got lots of dances for
it's
you.
Prank call time.
And this is a segment where we prank call people. Now, we get all your suggestions, all right? Now, if you want to send us some prank call suggestions, send them to 04-666-02303. We do read them all. And believe it or not, we do ring a lot of them every single week, but most of the time they don't answer. So if you're going, what the fuck aren't they fucking doing the prank call I did? It's because the people we call very rarely answer because we're calling off a private number sometimes. And so that's why. All right. So don't think that we're ignoring you. Send through your prank call. And all the times we do the do is shit prank calls, it's when all the other ones you guys have sent us have failed and didn't answer. All right. Now, this is, I'm going to call as Darren. Right. And I'm going to basically allude to the fact that I've stolen some laptops and that I can't get into them. And that I need Bernie's help.
Hello?
Yeah, g'day, mate. My name's Darren. I'm just calling you. Do you use their, like, computer, like, stuff, like, fixing them and shit like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, see, I've just got two laptops, right, I've forgotten, like, that, you know, like, when you open it and, like, you got to type in, like, password and that? I've forgotten it for, like, both of them. I don't know how to, like, get in on that. So I was, like, wondering, like, is there something yous can do, like, and fix it up or something? Is that something yous do?
Yeah, I've got some tricks.
Yeah, okay, sick. And then, like, if yous, like, get in on that, like, is there, like, a way to, like, kind of, like, wipe whatever's on it and that, like, because, like, I just want to, like, start it again, like, from scratch. Yes. So, like, once I'll get in, you know how to, like, wipe it, make it look like it's basically, like, brand new on that?
Yeah. I can just make you a new user. So right. You can just swap to the new user and it'll be all fresh and your programs will still be there.
Nah, that's sick. And do you use, like, once we's done that, one of them's got, like, it's got, like, writing on the outside of it. It's got, like, someone else's name on it. Do you have, like, is there, like, a way to, like, it's, like, engraved on. Is there, like, a way to, like, replace, like, the outside of it or something? Because, like, I don't.
Yeah, not unless you've got the same laptop.
Yeah.
Which is pretty hard because they make thousands of different ones.
Right, okay. But so we can get in and then we can wipe it clean and then that we should be able to sell it from there. Is that right?
Yep.
So we can do that with both of them.
Yeah. As long as they're still working, I can.
I'm pretty sure, they still work. And, like, when I open them up, like, I found them. I bought them from, like a university. This university fella. I got them from there, and so like they work when I open them up. Like the screen turns on and that. But, like, I haven't been, like, you know, in them yet. But I'm assuming, like, you know, they look good. Like, they fucking look like one of them looks, like, pretty, like, new and that. I was like, fuck, I couldn't believe I found it. So how much do you charge, like, just like, whip it in, fucking, and wipe it? How much do you charge for that? Because I've got to, like, work out, like, profits and that.
Well, it depends how hard it is to get past the passwords. Sometimes it's easy and sometimes it's a bit more long-winded.
If it's, like, connected to someone else's, like, if someone else has, like, owned it prior to me, like, which I'm pretty sure they have, like, is it easy, like, once we're in, like, can we just, like, quick, like, wipe it like that and then they don't know, like, that, like, nothing will come up on their end, like, nothing will come up on their end saying nothing. Like, so, scot-free, we done it.
No, it shouldn't come up.
All right, fuck, that's fucking hectic, Bernie. All right, well, that's sick. So how much, you saying, like, how hard it is to get in and that, but, like, rough ballpark figure, like, how are we talking? Yeah, probably, I can pay cash.
Yep, probably $80, $100.
All right, sick. And, like, one of them looks like it's pretty new. Like, how much do you reckon I could flick it for, like, a brand new Mac?
Yeah, I'd have to see. Yeah, it's a Mac.
Yeah, one's a Mac. Yeah, and the other ones, I don't even know. I've never even seen the logo on it. Like, I don't even know what that one is.
Yeah, I don't do any Macs. They're a whole different kettle of fish. You have trouble getting past that one, maybe.
Oh, right. So there's not, because that's kind of the one I was hoping I was make a bit of money on, you know, because, like, I found that one. No, couldn't believe it. My luck.
The Apple people I know are at They're called Less Stress, L-E-S-S.
Are they lock? They lock. Does Apple lock employ them in that, or are they lock off the books and shit? Lock. I can go there. They're not going to lock. You know, lock. No, chase up. Lock the old user and all that. They don't do any of that shit.
No, they're just interested in fixing the computer.
So. Yeah, right. Yeah, so am I. Yeah.
Probably best to give them a call, and they'll be able to fix up both of them.
Yeah, okay. All right, sick. And, like, let's just say, like, if someone reports, like, a laptop missing and that to the cops and shit, like, is there any way, like, if once we's, like, wiped it and that, that they's, that the cops can, like, kind of, like, if I sell it, once it's wiped, like, is there a way they can, like, unwipe it and see, like, that I've sold it?
Possible. I don't know. I've never really looked into it. Yeah. But usually once it's wiped, you know, that's it. But who knows, nowadays they might have things hidden inside the laptop that's got little sensors on them. Hard to tell.
Yeah, right. Well, look, Bernie, look, I'm gonna level with you, Bernie. Look, yep. I can get you, like, I'm talking like 10, 20, maybe even some weeks like 30 laptops. A go, right? So I'm thinking, like, Bernie, you seem like a good look, and I feel like we've like on the same like level and that. So I'm thinking maybe we can work out like some kind of deal in that where I bring the lappies in, right? And you saying you can pay 80 for it, mate? I'll pay 200 a lappy, right? I'm talking 20, 30 lappies a week, bro. Like all he's got to do is get in it, wipe it, hand it back, right? All cashy. Say no, I don't even know, no nothing on the books, and nothing. Cops can't touch shit. They can't touch shit.
Sounds good, but. Yeah, probably not for me. I'm all above board nowadays. I've got to keep my nose clean. But thanks anyway.
Well, Bernie, if you ever change your mind, Bernie, I'm only a phone call away, mate. And I feel like we're blood. Look, I've got a feeling in my bones that we could fucking work together, brother. Look, there's something about you and your voice. I just feel it in me, and I feel like what you like. You got a bad streak about you, brother. Bernie's a bit of a fucking bad dog back in the day, brother. You are, aren't you, Bernie? Day.
Do anything like that.
Oi, Bernie, do shit. Oi, right. Do a shit, Bernie. I reckon do a shit, brother. I'm gonna fucking do a shit. You do a shit, brother.
I know too many legal now, so.
Right, all right, mate.
Keep it all straight.
All right, mate.
Good luck with your search.
Yeah, what was the name of that company you said that dude's Max?
Less Stress, they're called. L-E-S-S.
Do you reckon they might jump into business with me in that?
Maybe.
All right.
Pretty straight lace. You'd need some backyarder or something, maybe.
Bernie, I love you, and I love your honesty, and I feel like we have a deep connection. Like from this moment forth, if you ever need anything, you let me know. Right. You are my blood. You are my blood, brother, for life.
Thanks, buddy.
I mean it, all right? Love you so much. Love you.
That's fucked.
Oh,
dude,
poor guy.
I love Darren gets more like when he's more giggly and animated with that shit. He was laughing.
Man, it was so hard to get that guy like.
He's just trying to run a business like a legitimate business.
He was so hard to get that guy to like disagree
catch
with
on.
Anything.
Yeah,
no, he was up for anything. So I couldn't get him to disagree.
Business. But yeah, he didn't want to do a shit either, unfortunately, which would have been lovely.
He didn't even entertain the shit idea.
I'd love to see
Bernie's shit too. All right, guys, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Give us a 5-star review. It's how we keep this whole train moving. Oh. If we've given you a little giggle, just give us the bloody thumbs up. And thank you so much for listening. And we'll be right back next week in 7 days.
Thank you.
We're the best.
Come on! Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Now, Brizy, the only one in the fight, Danny not wearing a shirt, does that make him scarier?
Makes him slipperier.
Here we go. Jamie Moore
promotes his show on board. Jab. Oh! Oh!
Oh, goodness.
This is Haymaker City.
Haymaker's in your head. I think the big fella with the mad head who's going to land a bomb to.
Oh, tag him in.
Early tag.
Bit of boxing ability, this one. It's nice boxing for inexperienced blokes. Having a go. Nice body shot. Good body shot in there. Nice uppercut to the ribs.
One for the purest day?
Yeah. Well, more so, yeah. He's jabbing nicely. Knuckles is jabbing nicely this round.
Tagged in. Oh, shit. He's walked straight back.
He's gone. No.
CTC chance go up.
There we go. Your winner, fighting out of the red corner.
The crowd don't like it.
Could have gone either way. This boys all had a go, gave their all. No one dogged it.
Yeah.
They all put in. Well done, fellas.
Your winner, fighting out of the red corner.
Yeah!